B-Pod Studios.
Hey, come on, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
It's time to go outside and let the sun inside. We'll have so much fun. Hit the road, let's ride.
Yeah.
If you give Rick a podcast,
I'll take
you on a trip.
Where are we going?
And when you're on that journey, you'll probably want to flip. So if you give Rick a podcast,
podcast,
we'll just fly by.
Let's go.
Ready, set, go. Let's start the flow. All you gotta do is tell Rick hi.
Say hi.
One little kid, so strong he can lift a bus, fly faster than the speed of light, and stops all of the bad guys. It's Super Rick!
Rick, are you wearing your underpants on the outside of your clothes?
Yes, I am! Because I'm a superhero!
Well, I'm not really sure that's how you gain superpowers. Why are you pretending to be a superhero, though?
I don't know. I've just been reading my comic books, and they all have people that seem to be so brave.
Hey, bud, I think you're brave already, Rick. Just so you know.
You mean it?
Yeah. You have tons of courage that I see every single day.
Aw, but I can't fly.
You don't have to be able to fly or be super strong in order to have courage. Courage just means believing in yourself and doing things that you know are hard. Do you think Superman believes in himself?
Duh, how else would he shoot lasers out of his eyes?
Close enough. Do you want to know a way to have even more courage?
As a superhero, I feel it's my duty.
Here, let me tell you all about it.
Spaghetti in a hot dog bun, having the courage to be who you are. Written by Maria Desmondi. Illustrations by Kim Shaw.
The delicious smell of breakfast filled the air as Lucy's grandpa handed her a plate. Lucy smeared ketchup on her toast. She turned to her grandpa and said,
"Papa Gino, Harriet said she's never heard of ketchup on toast. Her family uses peanut butter and jelly."
"It's okay. Not everyone likes the same thing, Lucy. It doesn't mean one person is right or wrong. We're all different. What a boring world it would be if we were all exactly alike. Do you remember what's really important?"
Papa Gino asked.
"Yes, Papa. Even if we are different from others on the outside, we all have a heart with feelings on the inside."
"That's my girl. Remember, when you treat others with love and kindness, you are doing the right thing,"
Papa Gino replied.
On the school bus, Lucy and her friend Harriet pulled out some paper and crayons. Sitting across from them was Ralph. As usual, Ralph sat alone, staring out the window. He looked over at them and rolled his eyes. In the classroom, Lucy sat down near the teacher. Ralph carelessly hurried over and tripped on Lucy's foot. Before long, he was glaring at her. Ralph whispered,
"Woof, I can't see the book with this poodle in front of me."
Lucy could hear him giggling behind her.
"Oh no, why did it have to be me?" she wondered.
During lunch, Harriet shouted one of her silly jokes over the other children's voices. As the girls ate, their bellies shook with laughter. Across the table, Ralph hollered,
"Yuck, that's the disgusting smell. Whoever heard of eating spaghetti in a hot dog bun?"
Tony and the other children at the table turned away from Ralph, shaking their heads. Ralph continued,
"Oh, poor little Lucy with her hair so poofy."
Tears filled Lucy's eyes, and she began to cry. On the way home, Lucy thought about what had happened.
"Maybe Ralph is mean to me because he thinks being different is bad. I wish he would stop teasing me."
Slowly, Lucy stepped off the bus.
"How was your day?"
Papa Gino asked.
"Fine,"
she mumbled. Papa reached over and pulled a crayon out of her hair.
"How did this happen?" he asked.
Lucy didn't say a word. That night, as Papa Gino tucked Lucy into bed, he asked,
"Is everything all right at school?"
Lucy rolled over. He sat down and whispered,
"Always remember, if something's not right, we can work on fixing it together.
It's not that easy, thought Lucy. How do I stop Ralph from teasing me? How can he have a heart and be so mean?
Lucy had a hard time falling asleep, worrying what would happen tomorrow. The following day, Lucy was surprised to find Ralph leaving her alone. Until Lucy took the bag Ralph handed her. Inside were dog bones with a note that read,
"Lucy, Lucy, eat sticky food that puts us in a big bad mood. Lucy, Lucy, hair shaped like a cone. Here's a treat for you, a yummy dog bone."
The beating of Lucy's heart was so loud, she knew everyone around her could hear it.
"Stop! It hurts my feelings when you do this, Ralph,"
Lucy said.
"Please stop!"
Ralph turned and walked away. It was recess time, and Lucy played alone. She didn't want to tell her teacher about Ralph. She was afraid of being a tattletale. Lucy wished Papa Gino was there to help.
"What should I do?"
she asked herself over and over. The bell rang as recess ended.
"Help! Oh, help me! Oh, help! Help! Help!"
cried a child off in the distance. Tony yelled,
"Ralph got himself stuck at the top of the monkey bars. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen."
"This is my chance. I'll go tell Ralph how mean he really is. M-E-A-N, mean."
Lucy stomped off toward the monkey bars. When she reached Ralph, Lucy paused. She looked him in the eye and said,
"What you did was so mean."
Standing before Ralph, Lucy could hear her papa's words.
"Even if we are different from others on the outside, we all have a heart with feelings on the inside."
Ralph did have a heart with feelings. In that moment, Lucy decided what she would do. She saw tears in Ralph's eyes. He hesitated to move and whispered,
"Oh, I'm scared."
Lucy reached out and said,
"Here, take my hand."
And she helped him down. The two walked back to the classroom without saying a word. As the bus pulled up to Lucy's stop, Ralph reached over and handed her a picture. Lucy was amazed by what she saw.
"Thanks,"
she muttered softly. After she got off the bus, Lucy smiled and said,
"Papa, there's this boy Ralph who was really mean to me. Today he was in trouble, and I helped him."
Papa Gino hugged Lucy and replied,
"That took a lot of courage. It wasn't the easiest thing to do. You chose to treat others the way you want to be treated. I'm so proud of you, Lucy."
As they walked home, she asked him what was for dinner. When Papa Gino said,
"Spaghetti!"
Lucy knew immediately what she would have for lunch the next day. Her favorite sandwich, spaghetti in a hot dog bun.
Hello, my name is Michael Masterson. And we are on safari in the deepest corners of Borneo. Today, we are going to be observing two very different species. They are both wild and dangerous and up to this point, totally misunderstood. We start our journey by looking at the wild Susie. Susie is a person who is friends with Todd. As we can see, Susie normally gets along great with Todd. However, in the animal kingdom today, something is amiss. Susie believes that Todd is being mean because he refused to share his candy. How could he not share, Susie said, before telling him that he was a big meanie. But was he? We also have an inside look into the wild and elusive Todd. Todd is friends with Susie, but today for lunch, he brought his favorite candy that he only gets to eat once a year when his grandfather brings it home for him. When his friend Susie asked to share his candy, he politely said no since he had been waiting all year long to enjoy it.
Had Susie simply tried to see things from Todd's perspective, she may have seen that he wasn't being mean, he just really liked that candy. Next time you have a disagreement with your friends, you should go on a safari and try to see if you can see things from their perspective too. This has been Wild Perspectives with Michael Masterson.
Hey, Rick, there's a party going on in the other room with all of the kids from school. Why aren't you out there having fun with them?
Hey, Maria, I really liked that book you wrote that we just read, but I tried. And there was a song that I loved, and I started dancing to it.
Oh, dancing? That sounds fun.
Well, it was. But then some of my friends thought I was dancing funny, so they teased me about it.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry, Rick. Tell me how that made you feel.
It made me feel bad. I was just dancing the way I like dancing.
And that's okay. You were just being yourself. When your friends or other people ask you why you do things you like doing, you can say that what they are doing is cool, but you like to dance like this.
What if I think the way they dance is funny?
Do you remember how it made you feel when your friends teased you about your dancing?
Yeah, bad.
And then you shouldn't try to make them feel bad either. No matter what, you should be kind and do the right thing. You don't have to try to be different. Just be Rick.
You're right, Maria. Thanks. I feel a lot better now. I'm going to go back to the party and show them my awesome dance moves.
Have fun, Rick.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming over and playing with me today. I really appreciate you being my friend.
Aw, don't be sad. You can come over and play again soon. We can learn all about stuff and even hang out with my friend Maria, the nice lady who writes all these books.
If you want to read any more of her books, you can go get them at cardinalroompress.com or wherever you get your children's books. And don't forget, like Maria always says,
you are important. Never forget that.
Bye.
B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.